What advice would you give Cutler starting his first rookie game?
Go out and be yourself. Be yourself. Don't worry about making mistakes. Just go out and play the game the way you know how to play it, because it is a game, and it's a game you've played all your life and you understand it. So just be who you are, and let us play and help you out. But other than that, man, go out and no pressure. Just do your thing.
How nervous were you before your first start?
I didn't have time to be nervous, man. You know, I was too worried about, making mistakes. So, I wasn't really nervous. But, coach just told me, just go out and play your game, fly around to the ball. And if you make mistakes, make them full speed. And those are the things that truly helped me, become a better player.
Is there any more pressure on y'all as a defense with the rookie?
Nah. We truly feel good about where we are. We just got to clean up a few things on the defensive side. But like I said, we never worry about the offense or what goes on that side. All we can worry about is what we do and try to perfect what we do and do it well.
Now, you got a pretty tough string of running backs here, from LT to Johnson. Now you got the MVP coming in.
That's the league, man. Most teams have good running backs now. And you just got to find a way to rally. Guys got to, tackle well and, take care of your assignments, man, and try to play mistake-free football. And if we do that, it's going to give us a great chance to win a football game.
Did you watch the Green Bay game? Did you see Alexander? And did it look like he had any time off at all?
I've been watching highlights, so I didn't get a chance to see the actual game. But I've watched some cut-ups of it. He looks good. Looks good. Looks fresh.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Probably fresher than most.
Yeah, he looks fresh. He looks fresh. And that's big at this point in the season, for a running back, especially MVP, type running back. So it's going to be a challenge for us, something that we're looking forward to. And, we'll see how it turns out.
Was it more missed assignments or missed tackles with the last few backs running against y'all?
We play Sean Alexander this week, man. You can talk about Sean Alexander.
Al, if the tables were turned and you guys as a defense were facing a rookie quarterback, is there a different approach there, or what kind of approach do you take?
No, you can't take a different approach. What you have to do is go out and prepare the way you've always prepared. If you start, trying to prepare for different players, that's when you get caught up and things start to go wrong. So, our preparation would be the same as it would always be as a veteran quarterback, if a veteran quarterback was playing. And, those are the things that you really have to understand, that, regardless if the guy's a rookie, he's still in the NFL, and there's a reason why he's in the NFL.
You don't necessarily lick your chops at new guy.
Not really. Maybe D linemen do, but I don't get a chance to go after them much. So, I just try to be sound in my run responsibilities, and my pass responsibilities. So, other than that, not really.
What makes him such a special back?
I think his speed is deceptive. He's faster than people give him credit for. He's a big back, and that makes it easier for him to break tackles. And great vision, man. If you see him, he does a great job of seeing guys coming, but not really showing them that he sees them. And at the last minute, cutting back on them, give him a little swipe by or something like that. So those are the things that I think have separated him, and made him an NFL MVP.